Yo, we live, bro. All
right, here we go. Welcome back to the to the podcasting channel. My bad. Had a little issue with the recording last time. Ouch. I told you I was going to get my partner in crime, Jake Mueller, or his real name is Eric Edwards. But, excuse me.
Oh, you good up there, bro.
Yeah, I'm good. But, Eric, let him know about your podcast and everything you do, and then we'll get into ours.
Yeah. So I do have a bunch of things I want to talk about in the meantime. One. Start taking this shit seriously. Okay? I understand you're all scared and shit and whatnot. I have a podcast going. I have one started. It's talking about art, Resident Evil, from beginning to start. I've only have one episode up there. I need to start recording more whenever I have time. Lately, I've been busy with work and other shit I've been going through, but, you know, I'm trying to do as much as I can. Just with me just being busy on the days off I'm here. And just trying to fit in podcasting and streaming, just doing what I can for right now until I get my own place, which, by the way, that's coming up very soon.
How soon are we talking? A month, a week, 2 days, 4 days? How soon?
Probably 2 months from now, just because I need to get the money together and trying to fill up the application, make sure there's the offices are open. So approximately about 4 months or sooner than that.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. I mean, how many videos you said you had up on your YouTube channel?
How many videos I have up? Approximately about 15, maybe 16 videos up. I could be wrong on that. I'm not really sure.
And it's all Resident Evil, right?
Yeah, it's Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 6.
Okay. So, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. What?
I have Resident Evil 5. Oh, not Resident Evil 5. Resident Evil 6 and 4. Those are what I have up right now. I am doing a professional part 4 or 5 going on right now. That's what I'm doing right now. I am going to be uploading some more Resident Evil 6. Now, look out for that one. I will try to find a way to put my link in the description. We'll figure it out. We'll figure something out with that.
Yeah, I apologize about the loud noise behind me if y'all hear that. Along to Eric, I'm out in my backyard and everybody's enjoying the beautiful night out, so let's be stupid. But you know how it goes out here in the town.
I know. You already know how it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm over here talking shit, but at the end of the day, I'm out here because I'm doing a podcast and I'm not like out blasting fucking music at 8:11. Well, so, you know.
Yeah, speaking of blasting music, at 3:00 in the morning, I woke up with, I think, my neighbor blasting music and someone yelling in the middle.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's not, I mean, that's bad, but like, I mean, it's not as bad as like, you know, people still, I mean, you know, people just blast music at 3, 4 in the morning, they don't care. I mean, it's whatever, but like, you know, living next to someone that like keeps constantly screaming at their kids and shit, that shit was annoying for a minute.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
Bro, that was annoying. I hated that shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. But then, like, yo, it's funny because, like, the neighborhood that you live in, your neighbors really tell a story of how that, like, that one block is or how that one area is. And, you know, you got, you know, people say all this shit about, like, Allentown and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using those as cities, for example. That's not where I'm actually from. But, you hear people talking about all that shit, like, oh, they suck, you know, they're horrible, like, there's gangs on every corner, but, you know, that's around the world. And it just makes me laugh, because when you say where the hell you're from, people will automatically assume, like, oh, you're from, you know, like, oh, you're from Detroit, Michigan. Like, oh, ew, gross. Like, you know, it's trash. You know what I mean? And it just makes me laugh. Just makes me laugh with all that shit. Because people really be on some, like, dumb shit about, like, just everything that you know, they don't need to worry about. Like, who cares where you're from? You're human.
Exactly.
Shut up. But besides all this other shit you're doing, how you been, you know, what made you start eating rabbit food all of a sudden?
I'm trying to get myself to eat healthier and try to keep myself in shape.
Okay, bro, not for nothing, you're about, what, 140, 150 right now?
Not even close, bro, 164. Well, close enough.
Okay, all right, so 164. And you're eating rabbit food. For what reason, bro?
Okay, leave the rabbit food out of this.
Look, yo, I swear to God, when I work with this kid, he gets a salad with, what do you get, like, chicken on that or something, right? Or, like, tomatoes?
I don't really eat the chicken. I throw that out.
Yo, what? See, he wasting food, people. We gotta fight him, but nah, for real. Yeah, you know, he eats the lettuce. He puts, like, ranch dressing or something on it.
And
that's... Yo, but that's all you eat. Like, from the day I met you, you used to scarf burgers and fries and what was it? I think ice cream and, like, apple pies or something.
I used to scarf that shit. Hell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You used to scarf the hell out of that shit, bro. You used to eat all your shit. And now it's like, let me eat fucking rabbit food. Like, back at my first job out here, you know, it was a fast food restaurant, but, like, yo, you used to scarf everything down, bro. Shit was crazy.
Yeah, that was back then, and now this is the future of our future, I should say. Our future, bro. It's time for me to, like, give it a change for one.
I get it, because I'm in that, like, I'm not in the mood to, like, you know, sit there and scarf rabbit food down, but, like, you know, working out is going to be a major factor when I can actually, like, do shit. But, like I said, you know, when we used to work, you know, we used to scarf food down. I ain't going for it. I used to eat. I didn't even care. And that's, like, the boring part. I really didn't give a fuck. But, I mean, yo, that place, we had some crazy-ass memories.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You, me, Nikki, Casey.
Yeah.
All of them. And now they're all...
Whatever. But, you know, you kind of named a few, but I'm not gonna drop no names at all on what I'm about to say. But I remember, what was it? My first actual day working there, I remember the manager, because I didn't wrap the sandwich right. I pushed down the suit where it goes. And he seen it wasn't wrapped right. This dude took it and flung it towards the back wall where I was standing at. Uh-huh. And I remember looking at whoever was training me. I was like, yo, that would have hit me. I would have walked around and would have fucking hit him. And as like my work day, like my work months went on there, we kind of began to like tolerate each other to the point where, like, you know, we were all fucking around one night. And I remember him throwing a milkshake and misses me by an inch. And hold on, my dumbass takes, you know, remember the buckets that we used to drain the ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have the shake size, so I took all the shake mix that was in there, I dumped it all over him. I remember that. It was the funniest shit in the world, and, like, the next day he got fired. I was like, what the fuck? But it was funny, bro. Like I said, we had some wild times out there. I mean, you can tell your side if you want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was some good times back then, though. Like, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and then shit started to change, and we tried having fun with the other people, and they just kind of nonchalantly wanted to do it anymore. I mean, I still won't forget the day that customer threw his milkshake at me the one night when the big boss was in. What's his name? Sorry, not what's his name, but
Paul. His name was Paul.
Yeah, we'll go Paul in this segment. But I remember we're standing there, and it was the first time I learned cash register, too. It was, like, the third night that I was there doing cash register. And I remember I took the guy's money. they shake, gave it to him, and right as I went to go close the window and they pulled off, the guy threw it back in, and he missed me by, like, a little bit, but, like, I remember I just looked over, I was like, what the fuck was that? And then, because they had the camera in that drive-thru window, they played it back, and they seen the guy throw it inside the drive-thru, and I was like, oh, now that makes a lot of sense, what the fuck that was. I'm telling you, it was some funny shit. What was the other one? Oh my god, what the fuck was his name? Hold on. Whoa. I'm thinking in my head for a second. Oh, when we had this one guy, cool old guy. I liked him. Everybody like used to fuck with him. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm not gonna say who it is.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and, exactly what you're talking about.
And the one night he came in, did his thing, and he stayed overnight because like that was his job. And I remember the next day we came in, the one manager comes out of the office with a fucking brown garbage can, or the gray garbage can, I'm sorry. It's a big one. And she holds it and turns it sideways, and she's like, look at this shit. And as I looked down, I was like, what the hell happened? She's like, it caught on fire. So my thought was like, how the fuck did it catch on fire? Find out, homeboy smoked a cigarette and then threw it in the bin like an idiot while it was still hot. And plus, with the oil going in there too, I guess I kind of like popped it up a little bit. But that shit was, yo, when I heard that, I had a laugh. I thought it was funny as hell. I was like, damn. But I was like, you know, at least, you know, the story didn't catch on fire or anything. So that was a good thing.
Oh, yeah. That,
I mean,
that's another story, bro. That's another fucking story.
I'm not getting into that one because that one was,
that was pretty bad.
That was interesting because we were out of work for a little bit. But I mean, like I said, we had good memories there. We had fun. We had our fun memories. We also had some of those memories where we were angry and mad at the world for a while. But you change, you know. And then the ones that doubted you and said you weren't gonna go nowhere. No, you proved them wrong.
We proved them wrong, bro. Like they ain't shit.
Yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day, like I said, I rather cherish the memories we had with the group of people that we were friends with than not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. Like, no doubt, we had a blast. We had a good time.
Yo, we had some good-ass managers, too. Again, I'm not going to drop anybody's name because I'm not doing that. But, you know, from my first boss that I had up to not my last boss, but the one before her. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Even when I went to the other place, the other fast food joint that I was working at was pretty cool, but like the ones that I worked with first, they were okay for the most part. You know, there's some were awesome, some were kind of but man, I remember what was it? One night it was, you know, we got done closing and the big boss, our GM, opened the door, and as I turned around, it was just a sheet of fucking rain coming down. I was like, what, huh? There was not a damn cloud in the sky. Then it was nighttime. That was pretty funny.
Some good old days, though.
Yeah. Yep. But then that's why you tend to make new ones and try to make better ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have a long future ahead of us, brother.
I mean, yo, not for nothing. Even where we work right now, I mean, it's a tough time in the world, but I'll be having fun. Yeah. I don't know about anybody else, but.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I'm having a blast.
I mean, all we do is work, sleep, repeat, and somewhere in between, try to eat and watch TV or play video games in your point.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. You know, we try to do as much as we can at the same time.
By the way, I think maybe a PlayStation or a PlayStation or whatever, but I don't know if you can, like, play Resident Evil 2, like, together on there, but if we can, we could do that shit, or I could just do screen cuts and then send it to you, whatever way you want to do it. That's going to be coming soon, and sooner or later, it's probably going to be sooner, we're going to be bringing to life, where it's already to life, but with videos that we're going to be doing on YouTube, it's E&J Investigations, or J&E Investigations, one or two, I forget which one it is, E&J Investigations. Yeah. We'll be doing some of those. I'm hoping maybe by like the middle of May-ish.
Well, it depends on if the whole quarantine just goes. Well,
I mean, yeah, and no, like the court. Like, all right, so we'll jump into the quarantine thing real quick because I kind of feel like it's a contradiction of terms in a way.
Yeah, we'll try to explain as much as we
can. Yeah, because I want to like let them know like we're not like we have the video up. It's just we have the channel. It's not like we're not doing it. We're getting to it on YouTube. You just gotta do this. But like, so. Quarantine means you're basically locked in your house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Can't really go out unless you need, like, food and, like, you know, toilet paper. But other than that, you really can't go nowhere, you know what I mean? So, again, that's the car alarm and music behind me. That's not me. I apologize. But my main issue with this whole quarantine shit is, like, oh, yeah, we're going to lock you guys in your house from 8 p.m. to having like 5 or something like that. That's like a heavy curfew. But how the hell are you doing that when every other goddamn state is still open for the most part? Like today, I left work. You know, we said you home. Bro, there was a shitload of people. It's been like this for the past 2 days. I get it. It's nice out. Lovely weather. You know, but now it's getting chilly out. Like, it's going to start getting colder. It's going to be cold tomorrow for the most part. I think this is, like, 60 and, like, 32. I get it. But, like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why are y'all out the house? Like, y'all want to have a good summer. You want to be out enjoying the summertime. We haven't even hit our peak in Pennsylvania, bro.
Like,
New York's hit it. I think Cali hit it. I think Washington, Seattle, Washington out west did it. I think like Florida or some parts of Florida hit it or some show that I forget where it was, but like, I know Miami was bad. I know all of Texas, all of California, all of New York, all of us, all of Massachusetts, and there was one other one. I forget where it came out of, but like they reached their peak. We have it. I don't think we have. Like last time I checked, but like you know, everyone's out and have fun, which no, I'm down for that shit too. This is about to be a good, like, you know what I mean? Like, we can't do nothing if this shit still, if we don't hit our peak, and this comes back the second time around, could be this even more deadlier than the first one.
Oh yeah, it could be a lot worse.
And it's just, you know, it's one of those things where you like, as the human, not the human, oh yeah, all right, the human race as a whole has to think like, yo. Like, what the fuck we doing here? Like, you know, like, yeah, okay, we're bad. Italy was worse than us. I think Spain at one point was worse than us. Fucking Australia got hit. Like, everybody got hit. Everybody's doing this shit, and they still are. But, like, as, you know, like I said, as a world, we gotta, like, be like, yeah, let's lock us asses down. Let us not, you know, have this shit no more so we got fun. Like I don't understand what the fuck the whole concept is of the I'm gonna say this president quotations not gonna shut down the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that.
Like everybody's sick, bro. Like lock it down. Like don't sit there and be like, oh, it's okay. You don't have to shut down. Shut the goddamn country down. Do something.
Exactly. Don't just let the whole world know. Oh, wait.
It's
already going.
It sucks, bro. It's a horrible, horrible situation. Like I said, I didn't want to bring it back in, but I had to just get that out. But, so, like, the middle of this month, we'll probably be doing some of them. There's a... I'm going to be doing a cemetery video.
Oh, yeah. So,
that's something I want to do. Fucking a lot of ass people behind me.
Yeah, we'll have that up on our channel, the E&J Investigations. We'll put that in the description as well, including my YouTube channel at the same time, so you can always keep up an update. We'll just send up a video, what's happening, what's coming up next. I'll do Same with my podcast and my YouTube channel at the same time. We'll keep you guys updated no matter what. So
yeah, that's pretty much. I think we're gonna cut it here, bro. We're gonna make this a small podcast and I'll throw up another one. We'll do another one Friday, right? You're off work?
Yeah, I'm off Friday. So yeah.
We'll do this half. I'll just throw it up there real quick. And then we'll do a second podcast, a double podcast. This time we'll try to find like a good place to meet up to stand 6 feet away from each other and do the podcast. Because, you know, yeah, hey, right. 6 feet is the only day you got to stay away from people. But you live in your fucking house and you're basically up each other's ass. So, how does that pertain to this whole situation? Because it doesn't. You can't be like, oh, you got to stand 6 feet away from your your family. So you're telling me I got to be in my kitchen. My father has to be up in his room. My stepmother has to be on the roof. The kids have to be in each different corners of the houses away from everybody. Like that's basically what's going to start happening. I guarantee you this fucking dummy is going to come into, you know, his little press conference one day and just be like, oh yeah, now you guys stand 6 feet away from each other from the fucking house. Like, and then on that note, I'm going to just get a big ass bubble, put him inside of it. I don't get it. Again, yes, I'm being a dickhead. I'm gonna be talking, you know, bad about so and so, but I really don't care. I really just don't give two fucks. At the end of the day, this shit should have been, you know, well maintained, and it wasn't. And yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah. Well. Just be safe out there, everyone.
Yeah. Be safe. Practice your 6 feet.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's how they want to stop it. But I'm gonna cut it here, bro. We'll post it and all right, be good. Bro. Have a good night. All right, bye.
All right, see you, bro.